Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sarah Shalala. New South Wales has recorded 199 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases. 36 staff at Westmead Hospital are reportedly in isolation after a vaccinated colleague who worked three shifts last week while infectious tested positive. And two nursing homes are dealing with outbreaks. 53 cases are in intensive care units, 43 of those not vaccinated, and 5 cases in their 20s. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she wants to see restrictions eased on August 29, and she's encouraging people to come forward and get vaccinated.
6 million is the target I want to set by the end of August. We're at 3.9 million. I suspect we'll be at 4 million by the end of the week or in the next few days. And that is a target I'd like to set for New South Wales.
Queensland has recorded 16 local acquired cases of COVID-19 in the last 24 hours from just over 34,000 tests, bringing the cluster to 47. 9 of the new cases are linked to existing outbreaks at various schools in the state, and 5 new cases are household or family contacts of already confirmed cases. Chief Medical Officer Jeanette Young says the best way to deal with the outbreak is to stay home and get vaccinated.
That's why lockdowns work, because we know that the virus can burn out. So please just stay at home. So if you're uncertain, just stay home. And if you need assistance, please, you can ring for help.
Meanwhile, the federal government has confirmed an extra 150,000 extra AstraZeneca doses are being delivered to Queensland for immediate use. Around 2,500 frontline Qantas and Jetstar employees will be stood down for an estimated 2 months in response to ongoing COVID-19 outbreaks. The stand down is a temporary measure to deal with a significant drop in flying caused by COVID-19 restrictions in Greater Sydney, with no job losses expected. Qantas says the decision will affect domestic pilots, cabin crew, and airport workers, mostly in New South Wales, but also in other states, given the nature of airline networks. More Australians will now be eligible for the federal government's COVID-19 support payments, with parts of Queensland declared hotspots along with parts of Greater Sydney. Additional payments for those on Centrelink benefits will start from today, along with a $750 payment for workers who have lost more than 20 hours of work due to pandemic restrictions. To sport now, and the Belarusian Olympic team has left Tokyo bound for home. However, athlete Kristina Szymanowska was not among them. The sprinter plans to seek asylum in Poland after alleging that her team's officials tried to force her to fly home where she feared she wouldn't be safe. Szymanowska has received a humanitarian visa from the Polish embassy in Tokyo, according to a Polish foreign ministry official. The Belarusian Sports Solidarity Foundation, an activist group that is helping the runner, said she will fly to Warsaw on August 4. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees is in contact with her, and International Olympic Committee spokesperson Mark Adams says the committee has a duty of care to her.
If there is a criminal matter, then that is a matter for the police. So that really is beyond our remit. If there's a criminal action that's taken place, then that needs to be looked into.
I'm Sarah Shalala. This is SBS News in Easy English.